7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters came out in Denver this weekend as the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is coming to a close. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports.
Hundreds gathered at the state capitol on Saturday for a string of rallies mourning the deaths of black and brown people killed by police. By noon, the lawn was covered in makeshift gravestones bearing names like Tamir Rice and Adam Toledo.
Enough is enough!
Meanwhile, a jury will soon decide whether Chauvin is guilty of murdering George Floyd last year. Alice Hayes of Aurora said the trial was on her mind.
I hope he gets convicted, but the reality is he probably will get away with it. I hope to God not.
Hayes expects widespread protests if Chauvin is not convicted. Closing arguments in the case begin today. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Latino residents in Denver are still not getting COVID-19 vaccines as frequently as their white neighbors. Dr. Sarah Rowan supervises COVID-19 testing for Denver Health.
Over the last month, the gap between the percentage of the white population versus Latino population has actually widened. So it seems like the disparities are getting worse in some ways.
Latinos account for nearly half of the coronavirus cases in the city, but represent only 13% of Denverites who have been vaccinated. City data show community sites that were set up to reverse that trend have served more white residents than any other group. Water officials say the man-made lakes that supply water for people throughout the West will fall to historically low levels. New forecasts from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation show less Colorado River water will fill Lake Powell and Lake Mead, which would force cuts in Arizona and Nevada. The projected drop would also trigger an official shortage declaration for the first time. The agency says that by next year, Lake Mead could be low enough to threaten Hoover Dam's ability to generate electricity. Much of Colorado can expect snow late today and tonight. This is CPR News.